This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In the age of wonder, another world, another time. This land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. We are now into hour number two. The man who was put in prison, the man who lost basically everything for taking a photograph on board a nuclear submarine that didn't give up any secrets, who Trump said was wrong. Look at Hillary running around doing a million times that. He's going to be joining us. He's asking for a pardon. Also, you're seeing the rise of not conservative, not libertarians, but just common sense black folks who aren't going along with the Democratic Party plantation. And I saw this channel yesterday. Couldn't quit watching it. These guys, their average video has a couple million views. They got a bunch of them with 15 million, 20 million views. Brandon Tatum, one with 38 million. I bet it's like 50 million today. And it's just awesome. And the media can't compete with this. But I want to finish up with Trump. That particular video has 13 million. The one I saw, bringing that up, was 38 million. Or that might have been reached. But the point is, this is why the globalists want to shut down the free web. Because they're putting out propaganda. It isn't just, shut down Alex Jones or shut down Matt Drudge. You can't shut everybody down. People see what's going on. People are sick of it. Here's more of Trump on the historic tax cut proposals, where he is delivering on the proposal. I agree with the tax plan. It's excellent tax plan. If you freeze spending, it will get us out of this recession and get us into paying down that national debt. Here it is.
America is back on the right track, and I see so many red hats. Make America great again. That's what we're doing. Make America great again. But our country and our economy cannot take off like they should unless we dramatically reform America's outdated, complex, and extremely burdensome tax code. It's a relic. Got to change it. We have to compete with other countries. The current tax system is a colossal barrier standing in the way of America's economic comeback, because it can be far greater than it's ever been. But we're going to remove that barrier to create the tax system that our people finally, and want and deserve. For several months, my administration has been working closely with Congress to develop a framework for tax reform. Over the next few months, the House and Senate will build on this framework and produce legislation that will deliver more jobs, higher pay, and lower taxes for middle-class families, for the working man and woman, and for businesses of all sizes. I look forward. Thank you. I look forward to working with Congress to deliver these historic tax cuts and reforms to the American people. These tax cuts are significant. There's never been tax cuts like what we're talking about. Our framework is based on four key ideas. First, we will cut taxes for the everyday, hardworking Americans, the people that work so long, so hard, and they've been forgotten. But they're not forgotten anymore. I think we proved that on November 8th. Under this framework, the first $12,000 of income earned by a single individual will be tax-free. And a married couple won't pay a dime in taxes on their first $24,000 of income. So a married couple up to $24,000.
That's doubling the tax cut on that.
Their family.
That's
their
doubling that exemption. And it just goes on from there. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Coming up, they've already aired a couple episodes of this Comedy Central disinformation program called The Opposition. So I thought we'd play a few clips of it and just analyze them because it shows who their enemy is. Nationalists, people that are free market, people that are pro-America, people that support open, good societies that have always worked and produced incredible wealth and incredible freedom. And there they are promoting collectivism, Obamacare, all these lies. And to do that, they twist and deceive and manipulate to try to misrepresent what we stand for. Well, that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Trump's tax reform plan is a great plan. The problem is the Republicans are going to try to butcher it, along with the Democrats. We're going to be going over that more. But simply amazing. Couples making $24,000 a year, no taxes. There's still been taxes out of your paycheck on that, folks. They take a percentage out. It's wrong. And then if you have children, they've doubled the deduction there. Instead of having basically taxing you for having kids, as Europe and others are going for. Big tax cuts to the middle class. Big tax cuts on working poor. But gets rid of the tax loopholes for rich people. And when they say rich, they mean millionaires. They mean folks that are offshore. It gets rid of so many loopholes. I've gone over this plan. It is exactly what I would do. So this is the old Americana plan that gave us 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% yearly growth rates. Trump's already gotten us to 3%, something they said could never be done, because in 8 years of Obama, it never happened. He's already cut a lot of the regulations, got the coal back in place. That's our main power source. Very inexpensive. If we can't have that coal, China has the coal. They have electricity 3 times cheaper than us because of that. It's amazing. GDP growth, by the way, was raised from 3.0 to 3.1. That is amazing. What are they doing? They're trying to crash the stock market. They're trying to not let him have the tax cuts, trying to keep Obamacare in place, because if you keep those in place, it's a wet blanket, and then we'll have a cold start on this economy. They know what they're doing. The globalists are out to get this country. They admit they are. That's the admitted plan. The Democrats admit it. The WikiLeaks admit it. So that's all coming up. Also, I didn't get to this yesterday, but I just saw it again this morning. I got to play it coming up later. LeBron James in a stuttering, mindless, barely can talk rant against uneducated Trump supporters. I mean, it's just rich. So we're going to be playing that unintentional comedy coming up. I mean, you got this dumbass up there mad. Again, it's how you're doing the protest. And it's all supposed to be racially based. And then when Trump says it's wrong, they say he's a racist because it's mainly black guys taking a knee. The point is, it's the national anthem. People want to watch a football game. They didn't do anything to you. Go protest at the Capitol or go protest at the White House or go. But don't go to a. I mean, I'm not going to go to your Little League football game and protest there. I'm not going to go to your school choir and do it. But what did the head of the Spurs say? White people are bad. We've got to make them be uncomfortable. What a racist statement by that weird cracker coach. But again, these are self-loathing white people that just want a virtue signal. They were racially based before. I was talking to one of the founders of the Black Panther Party, and I said, why is it weirdo white people, like this Baylor professor that, you know, says kill all the white people, she's white. Why is it white people continually saying kill all the white people? And then we say, hey, what's all this white genocide stuff? And they go, oh, that's a white supremacist term. No, that's at all the major universities. I can show you 100 professors or more saying we need to genocide the white race. Or Feminist Magazine saying abort your white baby. I'm asking why this is being promoted. They're the ones saying it. It's like Comedy Central goes, Jones says that the Clintons do voodoo. No, Bill Clinton wrote it in 2 books that he likes to do voodoo, and the Washington Post reported it. Yes, I agree. That's crazy. That's weird. That's nuts. That's like people who believe Harry Potter's real. Or the liberals saying God sent the hurricanes to get Trump. When preachers say God sent a hurricane because Florida's got gay people in it, I think that's crazy. But it's just as crazy when some leftist, I mean, it wasn't just one little lone preacher saying that. It was all the left and all these big so-called movie stars like Jennifer Lawrence saying Mother Nature's attacking because of Trump. Oh, is that why Puerto Rico, that votes Democrat, doesn't have any power? Oh, thank God Houston got flooded. They're a bunch of white supremacists. Charlie Hebdo magazine showing people hailing Hitler out of the water. When Houston's only 30% white, you people are idiots. Excuse me. I'm getting really upset right now. Now, Chris Saucier is a U.S. naval machinist, mate, who served on the nuclear-powered attack submarine USS Alexandria in 2009 when it was in port at Groton, Connecticut. While there, he took 6 cell phone pictures for his family to illustrate the work he did, an area that was restricted from photo-taking. Years later, the cell phone was found, and the photos discovered. So again, he had no intent. It wasn't sold. It wasn't used. I agree. Probably shouldn't have done it. Aside from this somewhat common infraction, often punished by being demoted to a lower pay grade and rank, Chris had served honorably with high praise from his superiors as an important and skilled member of the U.S. Nuclear Navy's elite submarine corps. During the 2016 presidential campaign, the civilian court decision sentenced Chris, for nearly a year in prison, he became a national topic when Donald Trump contrasted Saucier's harsh punishment to the non-punishment that Hillary Clinton enjoyed after having even beyond top secret, just ultra secret communications, and dozens of classified ones on her private and highly hackable server. That was the drop-off box, not under, not a trash can, not under a bush, not under, you know, the park bench, as a lot of folks have been caught doing. It's just, oh, a server, I don't know. You put the data on, the foreign government gives a donation to your charity. And they now even have the pay-per-play communications when they're like, can we get that info? Yeah, give me $1 million, you'll get it in the usual spot. Or, oh, you give me $5 million, you'll get your meeting with me next week. I mean, it's all open and shut. But that's not bad. You take some pictures of you standing there with some submarine equipment behind you. But meanwhile, you actually give the Chinese and the Russians all our technology, give them the missiles, give them the nukes, like the Clintons did, you know, North Korea, that's all okay. And then throw this guy into a meat grinder. It's like convicting Petraeus, who I don't particularly like, but, you know, having classified stuff at his home, no evidence he was sharing it, and then Hillary doesn't get in trouble. I mean, again, it's the same thing. It's the selective enforcement. So Chris Saucier is joining us. HelpChrisSaucier.com. Let's go ahead and play one of the many times Trump talked about Chris. Here's that clip.
So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been... their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done, and it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary Clinton.
And it's Chris Saucier. I can't pronounce anything. I was asking earlier how to pronounce it. I'm from Texas. I can barely pronounce Texas. Call it Tejas, I guess. So Chris Saucier, good to have you on here with us. With all this new stuff coming out, all the things that are happening, what's your view on this? I know you're calling for the president to look into pardoning you. I agree. It'd be a great stunt, not just helping you, to expose what a fraud Hillary is.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think what's most upsetting about this whole thing is that my family and I are all patriots and proud Americans, and I served 11 years honorably in the military, and they just railroaded us. And then somebody like Hillary Clinton and John Podesta and Huma Abedin, who don't care about this country, and frankly, they just want to make money off of us, are allowed to get a pass, you know, and that's what's really disturbing about this whole thing. You know, I did a year in prison, and I accepted responsibility. I took whatever punishment they were going to hand out to me, and I waited until after I'd served my time to speak out about it. But, you know, I sat in prison, and I watched her scoff, like in that video that you just showed, about how, oh, well, you know, it's, she knew nothing was going to happen to her. It's upsetting because, you know, here I am in prison, and she's running for president of the United States, and she had highly classified information. The pictures I took were confidential, which is the lowest tier of classification. And here she has top secret SCI, special compartmentalized information, on a bathroom server so she can avoid Freedom of Information Act requests. And not only not her, but Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, John Podesta, they just skate on this. And honest Americans like my family and I are just... destroyed. They destroyed us financially. They destroyed my Navy career. They gave me a, now I'm a felon, and I have another than honorable discharge from the military. So, you know, it's just, it's insane. My house went into foreclosure while I was in prison, and our vehicles were repossessed. And we spent over $200,000 just to get to the point where I could plead guilty and accept responsibility. I didn't even go to trial. I was willing to take responsibility. But just to get to that point, because they took me to a civilian court and not a military court where I would have been provided a free JAG lawyer to represent me, which is how it should have went, if they really wanted.
And that's what even the news admits, that if you got in a military trial, yeah, you would have probably been given a bunch of extra duty and you know, knocked down a rank or something. Why do you think you got thrown in prison for a year? Why do you think they threw the book at you?
Well, because the Obama administration wanted to have a smokescreen, and what perfect example than me, you know, they say, oh, look, we're hard on people mishandling classified information. As long as you're not running for president or, you know, one of our buddies, they just go after you. And that's what they did to me. You know, it wasn't anything other than that. You know, the investigation began in 2012, and then almost nothing happened until the election was coming up, and the Obama administration saw a prime example.
Well, by the way, I've watched documentaries about nuclear subs that are even active duty. The gauges are all off here. I'm not defending what you did, but I've seen History Channel shows showing the same type of submarines where they have cameras down in there. So is what you showed really classified, or is it just no cameras, period, in case you were a spy?
Yeah, they just say you can't take pictures in the engine room. Unfortunately, I took pictures in the engine room because that's where I worked, and I was proud of it, and I wanted to be able to have some memories of it. And, you know, other people were taking pictures there, too. Not that it justifies what I did. I take responsibility for what I did. But, you know, our command would say, hey, don't take pictures here, but then you'd see high-ranking members of the command taking pictures in those areas. And it wasn't nefarious purposes. You're absolutely right. If you Google Los Angeles-class submarines that were designed in the 60s, you'll find all kinds of pictures of the inside of the engine.
Sure, the point is, Obama wanted to look tough and throw a bunch of people in prison as a smokescreen.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So Chris Saucier went to prison for close to a year, got a dishonorable discharge, and he's now wanting to have the dishonorable discharge reversed. And, of course, President Trump famously used him as an example during the debates with Hillary, who had her illegal Dropbox server to transfer clandestine information to foreign powers and corporations. We now know that. They allowed the DNC to be penetrated by Pakistan. I mean, this was a full-out operation to sell out the country. Why not? They're globalists. So, Chris, what are you asking the president to do specifically at Help Chris Saucier Online?
Well, we're asking people to go onto the website, www.helpchrissaucier.com, and, you know, there's a petition on there to hopefully reach out to President Trump. And, you know, it definitely would help a lot if he restored my good name by giving me a pardon. You know, I served the full year in prison, so I did my time. I paid my debt to society, and I just like to be able to move on with my life. My family and I are trying to get ourselves, you know, dig ourselves out of the financial hole this put us in. And you know, it's upsetting that, you know, after serving 11 years honorably in the military, that, you know, they took all my veterans benefits away. They took away, you know, everything my family had worked for. And people like Hillary Clinton are allowed to just continue making millions of dollars off of this country's, you know, at this country.
You know what the argument's going to be? If they let you get away with it when clearly everybody's doing it and it's a classified area, but it's not really should be classified. But, I mean, obviously they don't want to have spies able to, who are in the military to take photos of things. So they have to punish everybody. But if Hillary is above the law, then you should get a reprieve. And it's a way to expose what a fraud she is. But at the same time, if Trump does it, then the next time somebody's going to want a pardon.
Well, I would argue the fact that I still spent a year in prison. I served my time. I didn't speak out about this until I'd served my year in prison. So I paid a heavy price. You know, my family.
No, listen, I totally agree with you. I was just giving devil's advocate argument.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. And I've heard that before. And that's part of the reason why I waited to speak out about it until I'd served my time. I was unlike, you know, Hillary Clinton and them who said, oh, I take responsibility, but then don't really take responsibility. I went into court and I took responsibility. I pled guilty. I was willing to take the punishment and I took it and I didn't cry like Anthony Weiner, you know, when he got sentenced for what he did. I sat there. I took my punishment. I went to prison like a man and I came out of it. And now I want to speak out because I honestly hoped while I was in prison that because they did what they did to me, they'd have no choice but to prosecute Hillary Clinton. I thought, well, you know, if nothing else, my case will serve as an example and that we have.
So you wouldn't be asking for a pardon now if it wasn't for the fact that Hillary and others like her get away with murder and then you do some little crooked toenail thing and are thrown to the wolves as a stunt to cover up for them doing the actual crimes.
Exactly. That's what's most upsetting about this whole thing. Two people on the same ship as me took pictures in the same exact area at the same time that I did, and they were only given a $200 fine and allowed to continue on with their Navy career. Make no mistake, my example or the case against me was no different than it would have been against these two guys, but it just happened that my case got the spotlight drawn on it by the Obama administration, and they saw a prime opportunity to make an example using the fake media and basically painting me as this horrible person that I'm not. And I think that's what should be upsetting to people. I'm not trying to say, you know, I'm never going to get the year that I lost with my two-year-old daughter back. I'm never going to get all the money and the stuff that they've taken back from me. What I want is a fair justice system in this country. And I think we've, as American people, have been robbed of that. And I think people are starting to see because of people like you that are willing to speak the truth and aren't afraid to blast the people that are lying to us. They're starting to see through the wool that's been pulled over our eyes that, you know, honest, hardworking Americans really get the shaft in this country, while the elitists, they're allowed to, you know, like you said, basically kill people and get away with it. And it's upsetting. You know, I don't think that it's ever going to make, you know, that year's not going to go away that I lost. What they did to my family for 4 years isn't going to go away. But President Trump, by giving me a pardon, would say, you know what? What happened to you was wrong. He said it during on the campaign trail. He said it while being interviewed by Sean Hannity after the election was over and he'd won the presidency. And He said what happened to my family and I was wrong. And I think he would be sending a very clear signal that he's not okay with that. By giving me a pardon, he would
say, sure, and again, it wasn't the military that did it to you. It was a witch hunt. In fact, that's an interesting part of the story. People can read about it on your website. Somebody found this on the phone later and then it was decided to go after you?
Yeah, a dump worker at the local dump that happened to have gone to high school with my ex-wife found this phone. Supposedly in the middle of a 40 cubic yard dumpster. It was an old flip phone in 2000.
Wow. I mean, so you got somebody snooping in your phone at the dump and it's photos you never use on an old cell phone, cruddy quality, and you go to prison. That's who they pick as examples in this country to stop spies instead of the globalist spies selling us out. Chris Saucier, we'll talk to you soon and get an update. I'm sure this will end up getting to the president's desk. HelpChrisSaucier.com. God bless you, sir. This is a true injustice, and we're going to get on top of this. God bless you.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Do you understand?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Kneel. Kneel to the globalist. Bow.
You are the one they call president.
I am.
Kneel.
Kneel before Zeus!
You are not the president. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you think about the psychology, you think about the iconography, the imagery of National Baseball League, National Basketball League, National Football League players getting on their knees to, quote, fight injustice and being directed to do so by Kaepernick, whose wife is an admitted communist and a BLM pusher. And you're worth $200 million from San Francisco, and you start sitting on your fat butt, not just kneeling, and then you come up with a plan, they admit, to direct the rest of the NFL players to kneel, and then you lose your job because you suck, because you're a terrible football player, and then you sue them because they won't hire you? Oh, you're going to sue them because they're not inclusive of black people? What, the NFL's 70% black? But on the front line, 91% in 2017 of first-string players are African-American. What, are you going to sue because you're black and they didn't let you in the NFL? That's right. Kaepernick's wife has now compared the NFL to lots of other unsavory things. We've seen this quite a bit. People worth hundreds of millions of dollars wanting to virtue signal how evil the blue-collar white people are, wearing jerseys of black football players and praising them and looking up to them. This is the incredible, horrible racism that we see. And this is Kaepernick's girlfriend fantasizing about black people killing their white friends. I mean, you look at the look on her face. She looks like a complete loon. Just like you see white races, they look all crazy. They spend their whole lives hating some other group. In fact, put that back on screen that you just found, yeah, where she's bad-mouthing the NFL. Yes, yes, she's comparing him to a house slave because it's from the movie Django, where the house slave is hugging the master, Leonardo DiCaprio, and then it shows one of the other football players hugging a white guy, and this is enslavement. Because, you know, you're making hundreds of millions of dollars, and white fans are coming, and a white owner is making some money. In some cases, these owners aren't even making as much as their star players. This is sick, and people are tired of it. Now, I wanted to go to a few clips on this. First off, we have this very important piece of news here dealing with all of this, where President Trump has come out and said that the American people just can't handle this anymore, and that if the NFL doesn't reverse the stance, they're destroying themselves. Well, that's just a truth. And Trump's not going along with this, but the media acts like it's otherworldly and it's this horrible thing and it shouldn't be going on and he needs to be impeached because he's dared come out and speak out against these players that are hijacking these public events and grandstanding and injecting their George Soros garbage. So here's the president saying the NFL cannot disrespect our country.
The NFL cannot disrespect our country. They cannot disrespect our flag or our national anthem. And they can't have people sitting down or kneeling down during our national anthem. And I saw this a year ago with Kaepernick, and I said, this is a terrible thing. I thought it was terrible. And then it builds up a little bit and a little bit more, and you see what's been happening, and then all of a sudden you see more and more and more. And I came out, and I made a statement in Alabama the other day, and I said, I think it's very disrespectful to our country. And the world picked it up. And guess what? Most people agree with me. And the NFL's in a box. They have to do something about it. They're disrespecting, and when I say they, in a way it is they, because they can stop it. You know, they have rules for everything. You can't dance in the end zone. You can't wear the pink socks relative to breast cancer, which one of the players, they have rules for everything. Why aren't they honoring this country by enforcing a rule that's been in existence for a long time? So the NFL and the players really have to do the honor of the country. It's for the honor of the country. They have to respect our country. They have to respect our flag and our anthem.
That's just common sense. But if they can convince you to hate your country and hate your flag, as if all evil in the known universe is associated with it, they've won. But the good news is, that's not working anymore. Now, I'm going to play another clip here. We're going to go through these clips today. We're going to go ahead and go to this clip where we have MSM backs the NFL. And this is just some of the sickening, foaming at the mouth, out of control evil that we've been seeing as the establishment tries to invoke total and complete disintegration of interpersonal activity in this country as they inject the most hardcore race-based culture war garbage ever seen. So here is the report by Darren McBreen. MSM backs NFL, and they've lost big time. Their arrogance yet again has shown how delusional they are and how they don't know when to quit.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
We have breaking news tonight in the war between Donald Trump and the NFL.
There is an unmistakable racial element to this story.
It's hard to ignore the racial component here. The president went on this jag on Friday night in front of a largely white audience.
That is racism. You cannot deny it. You cannot run for it, and I kneel in honor of that.
A lot of talk now about coded language. You think about what he said, disrespecting our heritage, we, to that largely white crowd. I think there's a lot of folks out there that look at this and say, what are you really trying to say here?
This feels like a culture war that's exploding right before our eyes.
Is he trying to wage something of a cultural war?
Not at all. The president's not talking about race. The president's talking about pride in our country. What you saw yesterday were players and fans of all races joining together as Americans to honor our service members. That's what the president's talking about. That's what his focus is on.
You're not going to find many voices of support outside his base, his extreme base for these remarks.
So we have a white supremacist president of the United States. The president of the United States chose to pull the sheets off and reveal himself.
He thinks apparently that he is a slave master of black people in the NFL.
He wants us to be kneeling in the cotton fields again.
The idea that this doesn't have something to do with race is preposterous.
This country that he wants to make great again is all about making it white.
His whole thing is, when was America, make America great again? Now we see that 1817 is more likely when he's thinking about America being great, as opposed to us kneeling on behalf of righteousness and justice.
The national anthem is not a white supremacist symbol, and the president has become
some of the words of the national anthem are white supremacists.
You think the national anthem? I think this is
a country whose history is racist.
The president of the United States came
came out attacking NFL players for them exercising the freedom of speech.
Because that's a total disrespect of our heritage. That's a total disrespect of everything that we stand for, okay? Everything that we stand for.
All right, Lisa, and as they take a knee collectively, boos can be heard from this sellout crowd in Arizona.
I'm not sure if our president understands those rights, that every American has the right to speak out and also to protest.
As a white father having raised three boys, there were a million things to worry about on a daily basis. But it's impossible for me to truly understand the challenges that an African-American father faces at every turn while raising his children.
It's like you're at the 50-meter mark in a 100-meter dash. You've got that kind of a lead, yes, because you were born white.
A lot of these players, they've got feelings, they've got emotions, they've got opinions, and many of the players I spoke to feel that their voice is not being heard, and more specifically, that the president's comments on Friday, particularly calling them SOBs, were a slap in their face. One of the things, though, about football is that it always has a way of kind of unifying us and pulling us together. We hope that this unity that spread throughout the league yesterday will spread throughout America in the weeks and months to come.
When people like yourselves turn on television and you see those people taking the knee when they're playing our great national anthem, the only thing you could do better is if you see it, even if it's one player, leave the stadium. I guarantee things will stop. Things will stop. Just pick up and leave. Pick up and leave. Not the same game anymore.
Now, that's a little piece Darren McBreen put together. A guy I'm suddenly a huge fan of. I watched some of his videos yesterday. I watched some last night. Probably all totaled an hour of my day got spent watching Brandon Tatum videos. This is just a regular guy, a father, a bike enthusiast, common sense, 99,000 plus followers on his Facebook. And of course, he's an Army veteran. It's just, that's some of the only common sense people left in this country. It's people that have been in the military and actually been through real diversity, been through real conflict, and know what the world's really made out of, not all these little delicate, protected snowflakes. And then you look at it, he's got 30 million views on one, 13 million views on another, 5 million views on another. A star is born. I want to get Brandon Tatum on the show as soon as possible so we actually have him up on that screen right there and I'm not just watching him. Because that's what this show is about. It's about our platform sharing with other platforms just to make the resistance bigger to understand that, you know what, I was going to air Comedy Central attacking me the last 3 days in a row running with entire 30-minute programs each night. I haven't even had time to watch more than 10 minutes of it total because I'm busy with my family around the dinner table talking about stuff and then watching videos like this guy on the big screen TV in our living room. I got the internet on our TV in the living room, and you know who I watch with my children? That veteran right there, Brandon Tatum. I didn't go last night and watch the attack on me. I didn't go watch the HBO shows lying about me or the Showtime shows. I don't even watch the things anymore. People show me little boiled-down clips because I'm too busy realizing they don't matter. This guy right here, this is what McBreen pointed out yesterday, has a reach this week of 39 million people as of last night. He's reached 39 million people this week. Let me tell you something right now. That new Comedy Central show won't reach that in a month. One guy in his car, 39 million people. He's done three videos this week with 39 million views on them. And what's he say right here about the video we just played earlier of the president? I love what Trump said. Calm and to the point. Brandon Tatum. The NFL cannot disrespect our country. They cannot disrespect our flag or our national anthem. So, let's play what the people really want and resonate with. This is the real black man right here, not the ones they force feed you all day on television who think everybody's out to get them and have chips on their shoulders, put there by the globalists, put there by the real psychological warfare plantation of the Democratic Party that wants to control everybody. and the Republican establishment trying to be part of that, who knows they're being routed right now and removed in a major global insurrection against the New World Order. Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying this had 30-something million views. I'm sorry, it's got 40 million views. See how people always say, oh, Alex, you say Paul Watson's got a video with 20 million views. Let me go look it up. It's got 35 million views. So there's a bunch of channels here. I guess he's got 13 million on one channel and 40-something on another. See, that's what I mean. I'm telling you he's got 39 million people reached with all three of the videos together. I'm sorry, it's probably 60 million now. I can't even keep track of this. People think I'm exaggerating. It's almost always better or worse than I'm saying. So here's a guy with one video. Look at him, your TV viewer. This guy has 40 million views on one video. 13 million on another. All this stuff. Where is he on the news? Oh, you'll hear about him next week. And he'll be so honored to, I guess, go on Fox or CNN for a minute when they've got like a third the viewers this guy has every day. We're the future. You are the future. And they make fun of us on Comedy Central because some of our guests and reporters report from their cars or from their homes. That was the attack last night. I didn't watch it last night. They showed me a clip this morning where they were making fun of our reporters. They admit the show's based on us. That, oh, some of his reporters, like Leanne McAdoo, they report from their living rooms. We could sit there and give her a big studio. We got big studios to kind of traffic cop all this, but we want people in a car. Well, let me explain something. I found with our reporters, if they go do a report in a car, it gets a million views. They do a report in this fancy studio, it gets 100,000 views. What does that tell you? People are sick of the establishment. They're sick of slick. They're sick of it. They associate it with BS. They associate it with garbage. So let's analyze this Brandon Tatum, who's got several of the most viral videos this week for telling it like it is. Here's what they don't want you to hear. Here it is.
All right. We're going to talk, but now y'all done made me talk. So look, this is my whole thing about this protesting and this taking a knee on the flag. For all you people who just seem to not understand, let me clarify this for you, okay? It's not about the act of protesting. It's not about the act of believing in something and pursuing it. It's the way you're doing it. I don't know how many times people have to say this. Listen, what does the American flag have to do with your perceived oppression? Well, what does the national anthem have to do with these issues that people are bringing up? It is a separate issue. The flag and the national anthem has nothing to do with what you're talking about. You're talking about an anthem of hope and unity within this country that have made people become great, that have made the poor become rich and give people opportunities. You're just talking about a flag that represents hard work, dedication, blood, sweat, and tears, sacrifice. And the thing that makes me most upset is that you have these people who turn around and take a knee and want to attribute all the negativity to the flag and the anthem, but don't want to attribute the positive. Listen, if you feel that the American flag represents negativity and slavery and all this other stuff, then you have to give credit and credence to a flag that have given you an opportunity to go from cornfields and picking cotton to being the president of the United States of America. Going from being segregated, can't go to proper schools, can't vote, taking you from that point to now you're making millions of dollars to play sports. And you know who's watching you? White people. I'm sick of y'all coming up with these lame excuses. The reason why America isn't, listen, Martin Luther King had support, you could call it bipartisan support. He had support on both sides, from people in the movement and people outside of the movement, because he did it with respect. He did it without robbing Peter to pay Paul. He did it with integrity. He did it with a mission. He did it with tangible goals that were achievable through hope, faith, and dedication, and unity and connectivity between all of us. These clowns are doing stuff out for trendiness. This is trendy. The issues they're talking about have nothing to do with the flag. You can address those issues on another venue. If you really care about black lives, you don't need to be taking a knee. You need to be out there doing something in the community. If you care about oppression, if you care about laws, then you need to be voting. You need to be putting yourself in position to assist in passing legislation. And one of y'all need to take the step and say, okay, well, I'm going to join the police department. Do something about it. Quit taking a knee and protesting and crying like a baby. Because at the end of the day, all you're doing is pissing people off. That's all you're doing. I asked the person other day, people cannot answer this question. What has happened since Colin Kaepernick took the first knee? What has happened? Have unemployment changed in the black community? Have black on black crime changed? Have police stopped shooting black people? Tell me what has changed. Has abortion rate dropped? Has recidivism changed? Has dropout rates changed? Tell me what has changed since he took a knee. Somehow there's more entrepreneurs, more opportunities, more jobs. What has changed? Nothing. Nothing has changed. Nothing is going to change. Stop whining like a baby. Suit up. Play the sport. Play the game. And actually do something about it. Stop dragging the flag in it. If you're going to cry about it on one end.
Pause.
But you don't want to give...
My children have been asking me what all this stuff's about. I don't even know how to address it to them. I just say it's a bunch of people being mind controlled. The people on the field are baby puppets and that it's trendy to try to break the country up. And then I can just show my children this and then they totally get it. And that's what's great. This guy needs to run for Congress. I'm telling you, that's not off the script right there. This guy, he can say it. I'm going to say, like, oh, it's patronizing. You're calling a black guy smart. No, I call Trump smart. He's a white guy. This guy can crystallize it and really boil it down better than I can. This guy needs to be on talk radio. This guy needs to be on TV. And this guy needs to run for Congress. Because I said, man, this video is really good. I went and watched some of the other ones. Just, he really is amazing. And that's what we need is the truth, folks. He says everything I'm trying to say in hours. It's just so frustrating. It's so stupid. It's so mindless. And the people being chumped into doing it are just that, chumps. So Brandon Tatum's a great guy. And we want to get him on the show ASAP. The full video is up on Infowars.com. I'm going to retweet it out right now at Real Alex Jones. But there's a reason what he's saying has tens of millions of views. And if CNN or MSNBC or Fox News just put out Common Sense, they'd be great again as well. They'd have 20, 30 million viewers a night like they used to. But people tune into most of Fox. It's as bad as CNN. People ask, Alex, how do you reach 30, 40, 50, 60 million people a week? How do you continue to do all this? I'm just somebody like Brandon Tatum that came along before he did and got a media operation. I guarantee it was somebody like Brandon Tatum watching a syndicated show with that guy, getting behind him, hundreds of radio stations. He could host a three-hour show every day. Because he's just going to cover the topics and look at the common sense angles of it, of how it really affects people. Amazing. That's just one of the videos. That's not the whole thing. It's up on Infowars.com or on his site, Brandon Tatum, on Facebook. Somebody's got to log in. So, I mean, the video's everywhere. And I'd seen it a few days before, and thank God McBreen told me, he goes, why aren't you playing this? And I said, why aren't you telling me to play it? You know? I know. I need to be reminded about this kind of stuff. And then I told the crew today, I said, look, don't wait for me to tell you to get a guest like that. So you see some guy with 30 million views, and it's powerful, get him on the show. And again, by the time I saw it later, it was 40-something million views. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I was telling him, I go, why does it only have 13 million? The one I saw had 37 million or 38. And they go, this is the video. That was a copy of it, had 13 million. Woo! Who bought them TVs, lady? Tell me that. I love it. He's got something, and it's super bad. You got it too, folks. Everybody who wants to be free. The truth is sexy. It's the real deal, and it's winning. Infowars.com. We've got Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Amazing. Back in stock, 50% off. 50% off. K-Man's going to have to end soon. We've got 40% off the Vitamin B12, Secret 12. Support the transmission, please. InfowarsLife.com. I just skipped that break, baby. Fund us. We need the support. InfowarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue